lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In 1 Samuel chapter 8, we're told how that the people of Israel wanted a king, an earthly king, to reign over them. Well, this is not God's plan. He wanted to reign over the people, but the people did not want him to reign over them. They wanted an earthly king. So God told Samuel, he said, listen to what the people have to say. Listen to them earnestly. In other words, take heed to what they're saying. And then you need to protest solemnly. In other words, you need to let them know that what's going to happen if they choose an earthly king over me. Now, Samuel had already been told by God that the people had not rejected him, that's Samuel, but that they had rejected him, God. They did not want him to reign over them any longer. And he also said, God also told Samuel that these people had rebelled against him ever since he brought them out of Egypt. And they had done this all along the way. We're told and taught in the Bible how that the people of Israel, they were a stiff-necked people. In other words, you couldn't tell them anything. Well, don't we see that in America today? You can't tell people things about God. They won't listen. They would rather listen to someone speak about Islam. They would rather hear someone speak about some cult. They would rather hear someone speak about some Hollywood movie or some song other than listening to God's word. Rather than listening to God as he would speak to them through his word from a preacher, and the people have gotten away from going to church. There is no respect anymore for God's house. And I'm speaking to people who claim to be Christians. I'm speaking about those people who claim to be serving God, who have turned so-called churches of God into entertainment places where you go in and it looks like a nightclub. Well, this is something that God does not want according to his word. We need to respect God. Well, these people back in Israel, they did not respect God at this time. And the people of this country, what has happened to America? People are not respecting God. And we need to stand up as Christians and let people know that thus saith the Lord. We don't want to cut corners, but we want to speak plainly that people need to be saved. They need to be serving God. Our country needs to get back to God. Well, the Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 12, something else is going to take place, and he will appoint him captains. This is God saying to Samuel, tell the people that when you get a king, he's going to appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. These people who are in charge, this king back then would use people to further his own power, to further his own good. And that's happening today. We're seeing that in government today, how that politicians are using every means to increase their goods, while we see the prices go up on our goods that we have to purchase, that we have to live. And we're seeing that today, that people have rejected God. And we need to let people know what's going on. Well, once again, that verse in 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 12 says the king will use your sons for war. And the king is going to use people for his own good, according to that verse in verse 12 of 1 Samuel 8. And that's what's happening today for politicians. They're using people for their own good. They keep getting richer and richer. It also says the king will take your daughters for his own pleasures, according to verse 13 of Samuel 8. It says, and he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. This sounds to me like what was going to happen back in Israel. they would be enslaved again, just like it was when they were in Egypt. They would be listening to what the king said. They would be told what to do, and they would not deviate from that. And that verse says that the king will take your daughters for his own pleasures. God's warning the people of Israel here. And notice this, 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. It says, "And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants." Well, what that's saying is the king will give to his bondservants, those people who are really close to him, what you own. In other words, he's going to say, "Okay, men, go out and get whatever you want. And if you have anything left," it says he's going to take that by tax. Verse 14 and 15 talks about 10%. Do you see how this corresponds with the tithe that we, as saved people, we are to give back to God because it's his? We're to give to him what is rightfully his. Well, here we're seeing back in 1 Samuel chapter 8 how that the king would be taxing people. In other words, he's going to take everything that they own primarily, and we see that. And then on top of that, if they have anything left over, they're going to have to give 10% of that. Well, that's happening today. We see that all through our country, how the taxes are growing rampant. This country, the politicians who are in charge are sending money everywhere and everywhere, except right here in our country, using it for the people's goods. It's being sent out to other countries. And we need to stand up for what is right and understand that there's a likeness that's taking place today that took place back in Israel. And God warned these people of Israel back in 1 Samuel chapter 8 of what was going to happen. Now notice in verse 16 of 1 Samuel 8, it says, "And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work." Well, it's saying there that the king is going to take your helpers, your best workers, your livestock, and use them for his own purposes. Verse 16, 1 Samuel chapter 8. Well, that's happening today. Everything that has taken place today, we're seeing a likeness right there, how that he would, this king was going to use every person, everything for his own good. And that's happening today. The king will take one-tenth of your sheep, and you will serve him, verse 17 says, of 1 Samuel chapter 8. And then it says in 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 18, it says, "And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day." What's that saying? He's saying there that what God has said, you will beg the Lord for help when your king that you have chosen has done what you have been told he would do, and the Lord will not hear your cries. Well, it's just like we read in Romans chapter 1, how that the Lord tells people there, you're going to reap what you sow, in other words. You read those verses, and that's really what it's saying there. He turned people over to a reprobate mind, and that's happening today in our country. People will not listen. And so, therefore, when we continually do what is wrong, when the people of this country continually turn their backs on the Lord, then the Bible says there, just as it happened in 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 18, the Lord will not hear your cries. He says, have at it. You want it, you can have it. Now we continue studying, and these are solemn words that we're reading, that God has told Samuel to tell these people of Israel. And it's solemn words that should come home to us today as the citizens of this country of ours, the United States. Well, notice with me in verse 19 of 1 Samuel chapter 8. Now, before we read that verse, let me say that as we read that verse and these verses that's coming up here, the people's response to what God's warnings were, we're going to read about that. How was their response? What did they respond? Verse 19 of 1 Samuel 8, "Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. In other words, Samuel said, I'm warning you. God is telling you, and I'm telling you what God said. God is telling you that these things are going to come upon you. But that verse says, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. In other words, they're saying, we are not going to listen to God's voice, because Samuel is simply giving out God's word. Well, isn't that what a preacher does that's standing on the word of God today? He gives out the word of God. He tells people, thus saith the Lord, and people refuse to listen. People refuse to do what God says. They're not rejecting that man of God who's standing in the pulpit today, who's trying to help people do what's right by using God's word and telling them this. They're not refusing the preacher. They're refusing God, because it's his word that is going forth. And it's sad that many Christians are refusing to listen to God's word. People will not witness. They will not tell other people how to be saved. And that goes completely contrary to what God wants his people to do. He wants people to tell others that he loves them, that he wants to do the best for them. And they need to listen, because they've been saved. They know him as Lord and Savior, but they need to do what he wants them to do. They need to serve him, tell other people that Jesus saves. Well, what was really going on here? In 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 20, it says that we also may be like all nations. Why did the people of Israel want a king over them? So they could be like other nations, they say, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. We want someone else to do everything for us. In other words, what they're saying, God's not good enough. God's not good enough to judge us. God's not good enough to fight our battles. Well, the Bible tells us that God does fight the battle for Christians. God is the one who stands up for us against the devil. He is the one who's given us eternal life. And we've won the battle against the death that comes upon people after the first death, and that is the death of this old body. He's given us eternal life, and that is something that each of us have as Christians. We have victory over death, eternal death, because we have eternal life. Now, notice this. Samuel listened to the people and told the Lord what they said. Not only did Samuel tell the people what God said, now Samuel tells the Lord. In verse 21 of 1 Samuel chapter 8, it says, and Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. In other words, he told the Lord what the people had to say. Next time, I want to pick up here, and I'm going to speak about the Lord's response to the people. And this is something that you and I need to be aware of. Well, do you know him today as your Savior? Have you trusted him as Lord and Savior? The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. This old body is going to die, but you will live personally somewhere in eternity. The real you is going to live somewhere in eternity, and I pray that you're going to live with me in God's heaven one day, because you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't choose hell over heaven. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you will humble yourself and admit you're a sinner and ask God's forgiveness, Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner, I can't save myself, I'm turning to you, and I want to be saved right now. Please come in to my heart.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord.
May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.